Catherine, Kathryn, Funderburk, Funderburk. Miss Funderburk is a 63-year-old woman. Oh, she was born 2/10/61. Today's 4/17/25. 63-year-old woman comes in today with right-sided pain on or about 4/3/2025. She fell between the shower and the between the potty and the bathtub. She complained of pain over her ribs underneath the right breast. X-rays here showed possible evidence of rib fracture. She was sent for CT. CT, the upper abdomen, chest were all within normal limits. No evidence of rib fracture was noted. She comes in today complaining of pain. She took some Tylenol number 3, which gives her some pain relief, but pain comes back. She does a lot of running around. She works. She's a police officer for a Cleveland Independent School District, so she does wrestles with kids, pulls them down, holds them down, and is very active. She also has a history of hypertension, has had palpitations, right upper quadrant pain. One must consider gallstones, some nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematitis. She's divorced. She has one child. She does drink from time to time. She doesn't smoke. Surgery, hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, foot surgery, knee surgery. Medical problems, hypertension, asthma, PTSD, neuropathy. Medication includes metoprolol 25, succinate once a day, gabapentin 300 up to twice a day, Tylenol, PRN, Losartan 25 milligrams a day, COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. Family history, positive for stroke, diabetes, colon cancer, no breast cancer. Colonoscopy was done before. She needs another one because they found polyp and she didn't go back. I told her that's foolish because they could turn into cancer. Mammogram is due later this year. She has an order from her regular doctor to do so. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. She weighs 146 pounds, by the way. 99%, 97, 20, 75, 158 over 84. Heart positive, home positive, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft neck. Shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with hand lesion, logical non-focal. There's tenderness over the right breast, underneath the right breast. Her weight's up by actually about 7 pounds. Assessment number one, right-sided chest pain. Number two, pain underneath the right breast. Did you say we have to have a good CT of the chest is negative. X-ray is negative. Ultrasound of the abdomen is negative. She does have a fatty liver. She's had a history of leg pain and arm pain. We looked at her. Oh, I see. We gave her a couple of, we looked at her legs and upper extremities and lower extremities, looking for DVT or PVD, none was found. Next one is we did find two thyroid cysts on the left side, 0.25 and 0.33. Because of vertigo and a family history of stroke, we did a ultrasound of her carotid, which was within normal limits. She's also has had a hysterectomy. No abnormality was seen there. Because of palpitation, we looked at her heart, which was within normal limits with good ejection fraction of 60 to 65%. Period. Mammogram later this year. Colonoscopy is ASAP. I told her that's very important to make sure she doesn't have any polyps. Next number, her recent CT was of the abdomen was negative. Next number, take two Tylenol, two Motrin, three times a day. Next number is take Tylenol number 3 only if needed. Next number, maybe at nighttime. Next number is CT reviewed with patient. Next number is patient was observed to be able to walk around without any issues or problems and was able to jump out of bed. Patient just wanted to make sure everything was okay, and that she was very reassured that we didn't find any abnormality. Thank you.